Jackson Radio Works presents the K105.3 Game of the Week. Football Frenzy is in full effect. Tonight's game, Vandercook Lake at Grass Lake. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic Center, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Subway, Art Main Chevrolet, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, and the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce. Now we send it to the press box with Captain Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Yes, Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, glad to be back live at Grass Lake. It's homecoming tonight, which also in the last few years has come to mean that it's their Relay for Life as well. So it's an action-packed night tonight. There's a full stands for the hometown Grass Lake Warriors, and Vandercook's still filling in their side over there. And we'll talk a little bit about the two teams after a quick break here. 2 minutes on the pregame. We'll come back and get things started for kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org. Legacy Dry Cleaners offers an extended list of cleaning services, repairs, and alterations to ensure the perfect treatment and fit for your textiles. Eco-friendly dry cleaning, blanket and comforter cleaning, UGG boot cleaning, waterproofing. And Legacy Dry Cleaners has an exclusive offer for new customers. Right now, receive $5 off your second order. For a full list of pricing and service, visit LegacyDryCleaner.com. Legacy Dry Cleaners at the corner of Robinson and McCain Road, across from Westwind's Church.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live at Grass Lake High School on a beautiful first day of fall today. Jason, feels like fall weather, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely just complimenting the lovely weather out today.
It's been a hot one all day. It's kind of getting comfortable here as the sun starts to go down at Grass Lake High School, and we're looking at a couple teams that, well, I think we kind of get the impression of who Vandercook Lake is. You saw them, you pointed out right away, your first look at the roster, you went, that's a lot of nines, that's a lot of freshmen.
Yeah, they have 12 freshmen, 3 sophomores on the roster to go with 6 juniors, 8 seniors, so not a whole lot of leadership on this team. And in a couple of years, you'll probably see this team do some damage in the Cascades Conference, but this year, probably not that year.
Right. I believe they eschewed the junior varsity program this year, and everybody kind of jumped up to varsity, and they found some talent out of that freshman class. As I saw freshman Caden Bushinski taking some snaps there in the warm-ups, and it looks like he's the guy under center for Vandercook Lake right now. They're winless so far on the campaign, including some tough losses. They're coming up 48-0 loss to Hanover Horton last week, so Vandercook Lake still looking for win number one. Grass Lake's been more of an enigma, kind of a surprising 2-2 team, 1-2 in their league. They're coming off a win over EJ, 55-0. They lost to Manchester 29-12, yes. So they've been up and down, 2-2, and if you're paying attention, they'd be due for and up tonight.
Yeah, they would be due for a win. And this is the team to get it on, against a very, very young Vandercook Lake team. And this is, if you're Vandercook Lake, this is a year you get these kids through their growing pains. You let them learn the system, learn the offense, and you stick with it for a few years. And if you can keep the coaching staff and the players consistent and get them to buy into what you're trying to do in 3 or 4 years, if you can retain most of those kids and get them through those growing pains, you might have a very good Vandercook team, with that senior class that are currently freshmen. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys develop in the years to come. But this year is probably going to be a rough one for them.
Yeah, rough one most of the way. But we've got to this will be our first chance to see them, and maybe I think it might be our only chance.
Are they lining up onside, Steve?
They do dribble an onside kick. Dovon bobbled for a moment, but Grasslake recovers. And they'll send the offense out onto the field from their own 49-yard line.
Interesting idea there. And it'll give Grasslake excellent field position as they will start on the 49.
So the last time we were here to see Grasslake, it didn't go so well for the Warriors. Napoleon got up to a quick start, and yeah, it was almost like Grasslake was shell-shocked. They just couldn't get back in and lost 42-8, I believe I had as our final. 45-8, excuse me.
We've got movement.
Right away, the yellow laundry comes out onto the field. Football Frenzy, sponsored by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering with our halftime report, Denny's. On-demand delivery, Denny's.com. Penn Chiropractic Center, County National Bank. Additionally, the Jackson YMCA, their big Oktoberfest going on this weekend. Jackson Public Schools and American One Credit Union. Back to pass on first down and 5. And it looks like we might get a pass interference penalty.
That's junior C.J. Adams a little bit early on the contact for Vandercook Lake. And that will be pass interference penalty. And Sean Hickey put it right where he needed to for his receiver to make the play. Just a little bit of early contact there, and that's, again, one of those growing pains that you're going to run into, learning to time those hits on the defensive side of the football.
So a couple plays into the game now, and Grasslake moving into Vandercook Lake territory with a couple of penalties. So first and 10 now from the Vandercook Lake 36-yard line. Out of the shotgun, back to pass, and that's complete. Short pass, and he's got a good block, and he'll get it up to the 30. Pass and reception. Sean Hickey to Scott Crutchfield on first down for the Warriors. That's going to bring up second down in about 5 yards.
McKenna Canencia on the tackle, and Grasslake goes right to a hurry-up.
Out of the shotgun. This time it's a handoff. Cuts it back inside. He's going to be close to the first down. That looks like he's got it. On the carry is Cody Nickerson for the Warriors.
That was Nick Hamlin on the stop. One of the few seniors on this team.
It's first and 10 from the 25-yard line for Grasslake. No huddle. Out of the shotgun. 3 wide receivers to the right. Hickey back to pass. Quick slant. He's got a man. Down to the 10. Breaks a tackle to the 5. Fumbled. And it's dove on by Grasslake, so they'll retain. The pass was to Steven Grisco on the quick slant.
Good job.
The ball knocked loose as he goes down.
Yeah.
Dove on, though, by Grasslake, and they'll retain first and 10 from the 5.
And a good job there by the offensive lineman, Owen Tyler, the senior, to fall on that. Good awareness.
Hickey back to pass again. He's got a man out in the flat. A little high on the pass, bobbled, and falls incomplete. Cameron Darrow, the intended receiver.
Yeah, probably a little too hot on that. Looked like it was a little bit of a wheel route there. He started to make a break upwards and probably tried to run a little bit before he caught the football there.
Because he had a lot of daylight. He would have walked into the end zone with it if he caught it. Handoff on second down. Collision at the line. Looks like he dove forward. Waiting for a signal from the official. And at the goal line there, they're going to mark him down before he got in. So we'll get third and goal from the 1. Grasslake tight formation, QB sneak, and there's the signal. Touchdown. We got a flag on the play coming in late from the backside. before we get points on the board. I guess we'll see what this call is. Hickey on the carry there into the end zone.
Usually in the flag in the backfield does not bode well for the offense. So unless he was able to see something over top of that rugby scrum, basically, is what it was. I think this one's coming back. They're going to walk this one off just a little bit.
And here comes our official.
Yep. Block in the back.
So pushing back negates the touchdown. And they'll mark that at the 6-yard line. Just inside the 6. Third down. And goal. 4 wide receivers for Hickey. Out of the shotgun. He's running right, rolling. And he'll throw into the end zone. Caught, touchdown, Hayden Cochran, the receiver. Now, it looks like Hickey could have walked that in. But he decides to throw. Result is a touchdown, and Grass Lake's on the board first. 6-0 Warriors. On homecoming night here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy. Extra point pending. And it looks like they will send Cameron Darrow out to handle kicking responsibilities.
Darrow, a 6-foot, 160-pound sophomore.
Hold is down, kick is up, and it looks like it's good. And the officials agree. 7-0 here in the first quarter at Grass Lake. The Warriors score first. 30-second break. We're right back with the kickoff on K105.3.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, coming to you live from Grass Lake High School, homecoming night, Relay for Life night, and you can see the consistent walking going on all the way around. They walk on the track usually, but during the game they have to take it outside.
Lots of walkers going on.
Sure. And lots of football going on. The Grass Lake football team, special jerseys tonight. And everybody, they now start in the pregame, sponsored by some business or family and walking in memory of someone tonight.
Nice boot.
Big boot's going to go into the end zone and roll out of the back. Touchback, and Vandercook Lake will start their offense from the 20. Their first crack at it.
Hayden Cochran can catch some touchdown passes and then come right out and kick the ball through the end zone. I think head coach Randy Cole down on the sidelines kind of was wondering where that came from.
So we'll get our first look at the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk offense on the year, again 0-4. They put some points up against a couple of opponents. But it wasn't Hanover Horton last week. A shutout, 48-0.
And this team, you can tell that they look very freshman.
Out of the shotgun, Bushinski's snap a little high. He's looking to run, and he'll get no gain on first down. Again, Caden Bushinski, the freshman, starting at quarterback for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and you can tell they're just size-wise. Grass Lake looks like they're in a completely different league than Vandercook Lake. But Caden Bushinski looks like he's got a little bit of poise back there. He looked confident hitting that offensive line.
Out of the shotgun with two backs. Now fullback goes in motion, and that's going to draw a flag for a false start from the Jayhawk offense.
Not sure where the movement was on the line.
Or if it was just an illegal when that back went into motion, number 21, Nick Hamlin. So So moving back 5 yards, they'll try again. Second down at 15 for the Jayhawks. Looks like the same play. Out of the shotgun, looking to pass. Bushinski's got him out of the backfield. Some room to run up the sideline. Pretty nice gain, about 11 yards on the first down play. It's going to make it third down, or excuse me, on the second down play, it's going to make it third down and about four for Vandercook. The pass going to Nick Hamlin out of the backfield.
Good play there by Joe Vacolo to knock him out of bounds and keep him from picking up the first down, trying to stop him here and get that quick three and out.
Third down play here on the first drive for the Jayhawks. Hamlin in motion again. Bushinski back to pass. Gets some pressure. On to run. He's got a little bit of running room. He's got the first down. Comes down at the 35. First and 10 for the Jayhawks. A little bit of fleet-footed action there from Caden Bushinski.
Yeah, good job there to recognize there was nothing open downfield. He could feel the blitz coming on the blind side. Got out of there and picked up enough to get the first down and the tackle by freshman Trenton Holden.
That's some confidence in your freshman quarterback to come out and throw, you know, with throwing downs or design runs for the QB.
Absolutely.
So far on this drive. Hamlin in motion again. Shotgun. Bushinski's got it, and he gives it to Hamlin as he comes back to get it. Contact at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for a yard. Second down and 9 for the Jayhawks.
That almost looked like a designed sort of triple option type of play there. The running back took off, fullback came across the line of scrimmage, and
didn't go
for much.
So you can see that Grasslake's getting quite a bit of penetration up front, so slow developing plays like that are not going to get a lot accomplished so far. Fake handoff, 9, back to throw. Whoa. He's got a man and one-on-one coverage. Intercepted, no, he dropped it. A little bit of a gadget there. It's kind of a double reverse running back pass or wide receiver pass, I suppose. Went deep down the field. Intended receiver there was Sage Balsita, and he just couldn't pull it down. Nearly intercepted by Steven Grisco.
Yeah, that was Zach Karenin who came across the play there and picked up the ball and went for the wide receiver pass. And you can see some of the things that Vandercook's trying to do to negate that age difference and that gap in their leadership there.
There's a handoff in a big hole and into the second level over the 50
fumble.
To the 45. Fumble to knock loose. It looks like Grasslake's got it. So the big play on the run to Sage Valsita results in a fumble and a turnover. So just as Vandercook looked like they were going to break it open, the door's closed by a Grasslake defense. Nice strip by the defender to get that ball loose.
And that was Brett Lockridge, the senior, falling on the football for Grasslake.
8:04 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Grasslake, and they'll take possession at their own 46-yard line and send that high-speed, high-octane offense back out onto the field.
We'll see if they go back to that no-huddle once the offense gets going, or if they will try to slow the pace down and kill off some of this clock.
Out of the shotgun. Back to pass. Hickey. A lot of time. Little pressure now, and he'll be sacked.
Took a little
too long back there, and he gets pulled down at the 42-yard line.
That's Nick Hamlin with the sack.
I mean, that's a bit of a coverage sack, Jason, to make him have to hold it that long. And he had good protection, but I think if you find yourself holding it that long, he should have probably just taken off with it.
Yeah, he had daylight and had plenty of room.
Second and 14 in the handoff, looking to get to the edge. Nice tackle. Big play there. Number 9 for the Jayhawks, McKenna Canencia. Comes up to make the stop on the run, carried by Cody Nickerson.
And that is McKenna Canencia's second tackle already in this game. So a good job from that defensive end spot. Looks like they've got him lined up sort of as an edge runner linebacker type hybrid.
Third down at 14 for Grasslake. And there's some pressure on the throw. Got it away. Dive. Missed just off the fingertips. That was an intended receiver on the play. Scott Crutchfield couldn't reel it in.
Good job to lay out by Crutchfield to try to make that play. Just couldn't quite come up with it.
Really a pretty good throw by Hickey when he was getting drilled as he released it.
Full extension there by Crutchfield.
So fourth down and punting situation for Grass Lake. The Vandercook Lake defense does a good job. The punt goes over everyone's head, bounces, and is down at the 23-yard line where Vandercook Lake will take over again here in the first quarter. Still 7-0 Warriors. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Keeping an eye on the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water tonight. Bring any scores that we have.
We're going to get a Vandercook timeout here, it looks like.
We'll take a minute timeout as well here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. We'll be right back.
Back out live, big broadcast hour number 2, downtown Jackson, the final cruise-in of 2017. Katie, can you believe it?
I can't believe it. We got a beautiful sunset right now, though.
Yeah, the sunset's out here. It's cooled down some, too, because earlier today it was hotter than I'll get out, but now it's not.
It's not. It feels so wonderful out. I'm really happy with the turnout after the little rainstorm we got to help cool things off. It's a great evening now.
So lots of fun at the cruise-ins all summer long. This is the last one. What was your favorite moment of 2017 cruise-ins?
Oh, man, my favorite moment? Oh, all of them, man. Yeah. It's just from the end of June to July, we have all the concerts and everything. Yeah. So I would have to say the Crazy Cruise-In where we had the Jammin' in Jackson and the cruise night and the movie in the park. Yeah. It was just one big event, and it went all night long. It was great.
Well, congratulations to you guys making it all happen all summer long. You guys are doing an awesome job.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for putting us on the radio.
Yeah, you know, anytime you guys want. We're going to be hanging out here for just a little bit longer. It's J-Rod Live with K105.3.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Thanks to J-Rod for going downtown with the DDA tonight. We're live at Grass Lake High School. Vandercook on the field. First play out of the I formation is a run, and he's stopped for no gain. It's going to depend on the forward progress. Sage Balsita, who had the big carry before the turnover on the last possession for the Jayhawks. They're going to mark it on the 25, they can give him about a yard on that play. 2nd and 9 for Vandercook.
Junior linebacker James Helton with the tackle for Grass Lake.
Jayhawks break the huddle back into that formation they've been using most commonly. That Bashinsky out of the shotgun with two backs. Hamlin goes in motion. Back to pass, finding Hamlin out of the backfield. He's got it with some room. Turns it upfield. He's got the first down. He pulled down at the 39-yard line. So we've seen that play work a couple of times now for Vandercook. They run that pretty well. Nick Hamm went on the reception.
And it looks like very early on, Vandercook has tried to establish Nick Hamlin as one of the go-to threats here for their offense. And he has taken to that quite well after the big reception and the tackle by Brett Lockridge for Grass Lake.
1st and 10, 39-yard line for Vandercook Lake. Showing some ability to move the ball. Turnover's been the issue so far. This time, Balsita goes into motion. Out of the shotgun, Bushinski looking to throw. It's a little pressure. He pulls it down to run, and he's going to get about a yard, maybe two, on the carry. 2nd down and 8 for the Jayhawks from the 41.
And a good job to recognize that was a timing designed pass play there. He had nothing and decided to tuck it and run. Unfortunately, he just ran almost right into the waiting arms of Trenton Holden, who brought him down for a short gain.
Split backs, kind of a pistol thing here, but not quite. And
fumble.
They botched the handoff and on the turf, and Grass Lake's got it again.
That is Noah Parker with the recovery.
So an unforced error by the Jayhawks, and the ball is going to go back to the Warriors. This time with good field position here from their opponent's 40-yard line. 5:06 to go first quarter.
And this is, if you're Vandercook, these are the types of things that are going to happen in a season like this when you're very young. You're going to come across a lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties. You just kind of have to roll with it and learn from it as you go on.
Hickey ready to go out of the shotgun. Hands off. Room to run there. And he'll get all the way up to the 30 and 31 yard, or excuse me, 29 yard line. That is Cody Nickerson on the carry for the Warriors.
And that was McKenna Canisea on the stop, and Grass Lake goes right back to their hurry up.
No huddle, familiar for the Warriors. Under 5 minutes to go in the first. Delayed handoff, and they go back to Nickerson. They'll hit him, but not before he gets about 4 yards down to the 25-yard line.
That is senior Hunter Keys with the tackle, one of the few seniors on this club.
Four wide receivers, three of them are to the right, and a quick pass out by Hickey, and they get it up to the sideline, get the first down, pulled down at the 15. On the reception is Dalton Dively for the Warriors.
And you're starting to see the senior leadership take hold here for Vandercook as the senior Jay Watson makes the tackle from his corner position.
Out of shotgun, Nicky gives to Nickerson again. This time the defense stout pulls him down for no gain.
Taken down by number 15, Hunter Keys.
Keys with yet another stop there. And don't blink because Grass Lake is ready to go one more time.
Substitution's going to get Nickerson out of the game. He's replaced by Cameron Darrow. Back to pass is Hickey. Nice out route. And it looked like he got the face mask maybe on the tackle, but no flag, and the official's right there to see it. Better viewpoint than I had.
Yeah, freshman, Cameron Tripp on the coverage there. Looked like it might have even been almost a horse collar type of tackle there too. So, but the officials have a better viewpoint than we do.
Hickey back to pass again. This time, the catch is made by Crutchfield, and he'll be pulled down at about the one-yard line. So Grass Lake knocking on the door one more time here for a score. Shout-out to Devion Allen, sophomore for the Jayhawks, relentless in his pursuit of the quarterback and came up just a moment shy, but he was basically on his knees dragging himself to the quarterback. Darrow will carry on first down and goal. Into the end zone for the Warriors. So 3:29 to go in the first quarter. It's 13-0 Grass Lake. Darrow in to kick the extra point. There's your hold. Kick is up. And no good. Wide right. 13-0 our score. We'll take a 30-second break. Grass Lake in the lead on K105.3.
The Jackson YMCA Paragon After School Program takes place at Paragon Charter Academy and helps kids engage in physical activity and learning activities, all while encouraging exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. Kids will participate in activities that help make friends and build character by using the Y's core values of honesty, caring, respect, and responsibility. Homework help will also be available every day. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith coming to you live from Grass Lake. Out of town scoreboard. Well, in town. Scoreboard, Jackson High off to a 7-0 lead against Lansing Sexton in the first quarter of that game.
Mr. Harris for driving the float, Mr. Kern for donating the hay wagon, and Mr. Johnson for his tireless support and assistance.
And Vandercook Lake set to return a kickoff with McKenna Canencia and Michael Brown back to return. Three and a half to go here, first quarter, and the Warriors lead 13-0. Another chance for the Jayhawks to cut into the lead. Kickoff doesn't go quite as deep as it did last time. Brown will return, fields it at the 10. He's got some room to run. over the 25 to the 27 before he is pulled down by some Warriors.
Looks like that was Jordan Grimm and Cameron Darrow.
Taken down by 44, Darrow.
And we'll get another look at this Jayhawk offense. Showing flashes of some ability here. A couple turnovers have really dogged them. Otherwise, who knows where we'd be.
Rookie mistakes.
Wyszynski pumping up his line. Back in the shotgun with three receivers. Gives to Hamlin. Hamlin's going to try to get it outside. He's going to lose about seven on the play. Tremendous penetration. Cole Hamlin in the backfield for the Warriors. Second down and... That's 18.
Yep.
From their own 18-yard line. Back to pass. Wyszynski, a lot of pressure. Gets it away. And it's short. Intended receiver on the play, McKenna Canencia.
And he had a couple of Warriors bearing down on him, probably caused him to get rid of that ball a little bit quicker than he'd like and just didn't quite have the arm strength to get it there.
So third down and 18 play here for the Jayhawks. And Wyszynski's got three receivers. Running out. Fouls the snap a little bit. He gets some pressure.
Picked
Throwing
off.
Into the line for a screen. It's picked off. Looking to take it back to the house. Tackled at the five. Interception by James Helton from Grass Lake. And the Warriors stop the Jayhawks and set themselves up for a first and goal from the Jayhawk 5-yard line.
And I'm not sure where Caden Wyszynski was looking to go with that pass, but... he threw it right into the waiting arms of James Helton on that interception. Nearly a pick six.
Yeah, I saw the intended receiver, but he was in the middle of several people, and I don't know if Wyszynski probably shouldn't have thrown it, but I don't know that the receiver did a great job of getting himself to a place where he was even open.
Yeah, that's probably a throw that you kind of bomb five rows deep into the crowd and just kind of live to fight another day.
So out of the pistol formation, give is to the give is to Cody Nickerson. There was a collision at the goal line, and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawk defense stood up. Second and goal now from the two.
Senior Hunter Keys with his third tackle of the game.
Snap is high, gives to Nickerson. Looks like they might stop him again. And the Warriors were looking for a touchdown signal. It doesn't come. It's going to bring up a third down and goal from the one.
That was Davian Allen with his first tackle of the game. He's been making some noise behind the line of scrimmage. And we've got a timeout, Vandercook.
Timeout, Vandercook.
So the Jayhawks will take a timeout with a minute 40 to go first quarter. Let's take a minute break here on K105.3. We'll be right back with more football.
J-Rod checking in again live in downtown Jackson. DDA Cruisin' continues on, but this is the final one of 2017. And one of the things I always loved about the Cruisins was getting down here and seeing somebody you haven't seen in a while or seeing somebody that, you know, you like talking to. One of them is Eric from the Ella. How are you doing, brother?
Good. How are you, Jared?
And awesome. So what's your favorite part about cruising?
You know, I have never been to a cruising before. This is my first one, and it's crazy. This is awesome. I saw some pretty cool cars. I saw a really cool old like Volkswagen bus. So that was probably my favorite car tonight. I like those old buses. Yeah. They look really nice. Cool paint job, too.
Yeah, it's crazy down here. I can't believe this is your first one, but hopefully it was a good one for you.
It was. It was the last one of the season. I'm sad I missed so many of them, and this is the first one that I've gone to. I mean, there's food in the streets. All the streets are closed. People are walking around. The parks are open. There's Experienced Jacksons here painting rocks. Orange Peacocks doing stuff. I'm from Ella Sharp Museum, so I like all the art stuff, of course. But the food smells good. Matt's Barbecue's over here, too. There's all sorts of stuff going on today.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to me, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, have an awesome weekend. Eric from the Ellis Sharp Museum of Art and History. They got a big event coming up real soon. You want to know about it, fall harvest time. So make sure you check them out. It's J-Rod broadcasting live with K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
On third and goal, a dive play handoff goes to Darrow, and he'll score it for the Warriors, 19-0. Extra point, kick is up, Darrow again, and this one's wide left. So 19-0 is where our score will stand with a minute 40 to go first quarter. Let's take another 30-second break. Right back with more Football Frenzy on K105.3.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years. This is
how we roll. You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Still in the first quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy, 19-0. Grass Lake off to a quick lead over the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks, a young Jayhawk team struggling with turnovers. Now, all three of their drives in the quarter have ended in a turnover.
And that's unfortunate because they've shown signs of being able to move the football really well. They just have to do a better job at ball security.
So kickoff coming. It's up. And this time it's a little bit left. And we got a whistle on the field.
It's a
false start.
Unusual.
On the Warriors.
Wow. So we'll do it again.
Tier back up there. A little further back. An opportunity for Vandercook Lake to maybe get some field position.
Probably a lucky break there for kicker Hayden Cochran, because he almost booted that ball into an illegal procedure.
It looked like it was going to go out of bounds. From his own 35, the ball is teed up. Back return for Vandercook Lake, and taking it, bobbling it a little bit at the 15, up to run, couple jukes into the line, and he'll be brought down at about the 27-yard line, and that's Michael Brown.
Good job by the freshman, make a couple of moves to get himself free there.
So the minute 33 to go in our first quarter, the Jayhawks take over possession. As we mentioned, turnovers have been their downfall here in the early going.
Field position about where you'd expect it on a normal drive. Somewhere between the 20 and 30.
Tough to get your first conference win here in Grass Lake on homecoming night. But it'd be a big boost for the Jayhawks if they were able to overcome this 19-point deficit. Two wide receivers in motion as Hamlin back to pass is Bushinski. Looking in downfield, nobody there.
His receiver fell down there. That was
Alcita. Fell down. And I guess he's lucky he outthrew those two defensive backs for the Warriors who were chasing that football down. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 for Vandercook.
Yeah, that looked like Dalton Dybul and Steven Grisco. Back deep, playing center field for Grass Lake.
Just a little under a minute and a half in our first set here. 19-0 Grass Lake. Jayhawks with the ball. Second down and 10. And delayed handoff. The QB keeps it. That play took a long time to develop, and he's pressured instantly. He does get about 2 yards on the play. So it'll be third and 8 now for Vandercook.
The Grass Lake faithful here, very excited by the tackle for our Trenton Holden, his third of the game. unofficially.
Again, just the beginning of a long night for the Relay for Life Walkers out here at Grass Lake. They'll go all night.
And for a great cause.
Under center, back to pass, play action. Bushinski's got a little bit of time. Now he's rolling out. Nowhere to throw. He throws it out of bounds. Incomplete pass.
That was smart. A good heads-up play there by your freshman quarterback. Getting flushed out of the pocket. You're going to take a loss. Just throw it at your feet. Not a half-bad idea there.
I don't know how much of a loss it would have been, really, though, Jason. But, I mean, you can't go wrong. Don't risk getting hit unnecessarily or fumbling it or something else. So on 4th and 8, the offense comes back onto the field. Now it's a punt. Hamlin punts it away. Pretty good punt into an open spot in the field. It takes a Jayhawk bounce into Warrior territory, and Grass Lake will take over from their own 33. That's their worst starting field position so far. We got about 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. So that's time for Grass Lake to run 5 or 6 plays.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah, they move quick.
They do not often have time-consuming drives.
And when you've got a team like this that has a lot of weapons and you can move the football as efficiently as they do, I mean, why waste time?
Wide outs for Hickey. 3 to his left. Back to pass, quick out, gets his receiver. Now he's got some room up to the sideline. Breaks a tackle at the 46. Goes down at the 48, however. Receiver on the play, John Lloyd.
Backup quarterback. And that was Mackenzie Canencia with tackle number 5 on the day.
Hickey back to pass again. No, he'll hand it off. Hit immediately. Nice defense by the Jayhawks. And Hunter Keys making the stop on the carry by Cody Nickerson. Second down at 12.
His 4th tackle of the day.
That will run out the clock on our first quarter. 19-0 Grass Lake with the ball. Second down and 12. 1 minute break, and we'll be back as the team switch ends on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Perfect your water and maximize your peace of mind with the new Eagle Water System from Tri-County Water. Eagle Water Systems, a Marvin Water Berkshire Hathaway company, is going further to improve water and comfort at home with the introduction of its next generation of water treatment products. The new HydroLink Plus Wi-Fi technology makes it possible to monitor and manage your water systems and water usage via a smartphone, tablet, or computer from virtually anywhere. This technology has been enhanced with a new infrared salt sensor that alerts you when the salt is low and needs refilling. This unique sensor will also automatically set the level of salt after a refill for optimal convenience. This new technology is now available on water softeners, iron and odor filters, and reverse osmosis purification systems. To learn how to get these products installed in your home, visit tricountywater.com to schedule a free in-home water analysis today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Second down, about 12 yards for the Grass Lake Warriors out of the shotgun. Hickey, 4 wide receivers, two on each side. And the give goes to Nickerson, and he's hitting the backfield. Nice penetration and tackle. Jeff Washburn for the Jayhawks.
That is the first tackle on the game for the senior. Getting involved in the action here on that defensive line.
He's a big kid, too. I'm just spotting him at about, I'd say 6'3". Close to 200 bones there. Hickey back to pass on 3rd and 15. He's got a man open, caught. Breaking a tackle, dragging the guy to the 40. Still on his feet, down to the 35. Big catch, Hayden Cockrane. And that's a huge play for the Warriors. The Jayhawks had him all stuffed back in a third and long situation. And
almost got him for a sack on the blind side, too.
Nice job by Cockrane to get open on that play. No huddle for the Warriors. Quick pass out and caught. Couple guys touch him, but nobody with a real good chance to tackle him. He's up the sideline to the five. Touchdown! No, they got him out of bounds. Out of bounds at about the 12 from here. It's Scott Crutchfield on the catch. Looked like he was getting into the end zone, but he stepped out of bounds.
Good job there by the officials to spot that. And they're going to spot him out at the 11, it looks like.
Back to pass again. Hickey gets the pressure and hit as he throws. Back corner. And it's an uncatchable intended receiver on the play, Donovan Beach. Second down and 10.
Good job to get the strength into the corner that he needed to get that ball off while he was being hit. Sean Hickey showing off the arm a little bit.
Hickey's got three receivers to his right, one to his left out of the shotgun. In the backfield joining him, Cody Nickerson. And they'll give it to Nickerson. Bypasses one tackler. He'll get it down to about 10 and nothing more. Third down. He didn't even get the 10, so give him the 11. Third down. Out of the snap. Back to pass again. Hickey looking to the end zone. He's got a man coming across. He had two guys with a chance at it. Cockrane couldn't reach it. And before you know it, there's Nickerson with a chance to make the catch. Neither one gets it, so it'll be fourth down for the Warriors from the Vandercook 11-yard line.
And it looks like they are going to go for it.
19-point lead and pretty bad field position for the Jayhawks if they don't get it. Hickey back to pass. Steps a little high. He pulls it in.
Flag on the
play. A lot of time. Gets the pass away. Caught by Cockrane. He's hit and then hit again.
Flag on the play.
Down at the 7-yard line. He'll be short of the first down, but there's a flag on the play, as you mentioned, Jason.
It came early into the play as well. And it looked like it was a freebie for the offense, so this one may be moving forward here.
Nope. False start. You decline it, right? Turnover on downs.
I would think it makes sense for you to do that. And they're going to move it back.
Do you not have the option to decline it?
I think it's a dead ball, so yeah. I think it's... I don't think I've ever run into that situation.
They let them run the play.
Yeah. Typically when that happens, it's a free play. The penalty's on the defense.
Now we got some conjecture here.
I think they are discussing the same things we are.
Like you said, Jason, it's a false start. No, they'd whistle the play dead.
Yeah.
Moving back 5 yards and you run the play again, but so I guess that's where the confusion is setting in. For us, too, I mean, a false start play, you normally would just...
Yeah.
It would have stopped. So the fact that they ran the play to completion is silly because they couldn't have advanced the ball.
Right.
It's an offensive penalty.
Right, and I think maybe the discussion now is, does Vandercook have the option to decline the penalty and take the turnover on downs?
I guess they're trying to figure the legitimacy of it.
Yeah. I mean, you got the play off, so.
But what I think what's going to happen, the only...
Yep, they are signaling Vandercook ball.
And again, I don't know if this is official or the exact play call. I don't know if anybody's got a rule book out there, but they're giving possession to the Jayhawks. And Coach Randy Cole tends to agree with what we would expect to happen, where they would just get to run a play over, take 5 yard loss and run another play.
Yeah.
That'd give them the option to kick or do something else.
Right.
But Vaynercook, not great field position. It looks like they're going to be at their own 7 yard line, first and 10. 10:21 to go, second quarter.
Be interesting to see how aggressive Grass Lake is here on defense.
And you get the jet sweep for the receiver on first down. He's going to get about 3 yards, McKenna Nencia.
Tackle made by 54, Brett Lockridge.
So a little bit of a lax defense there. Looks like they kind of dropped back into coverage more so than an aggressive front seven trying to penetrate through the offensive line.
So yeah, they get a really good spot on that. Second down and a long five for Vaynercook. Quick handoff goes to Hamlin, and he's able to rumble forward. Pretty nice gain. And that's a first down.
Hamlin on the carry, tackled by number 10.
Hamlin with the stop. It looks like we've got ourselves a visitor in the skies with the airplane flying overhead.
A little flying spectator there. Yeah. Trying to get a look at the scoreboard, it looks like.
Maybe we'll mail him a ticket.
First and 10 for the Jayhawks. Back to pass now. Bushinski on first down. Man up the middle of the field and jumped in, and we got a battle for the football as they go down. They're signaling a catch.
Pass is intercepted by number 3, Joe Vaculo.
And they signaled Vaynercook ball. Yeah. First down Vaynercook.
Because Jason...
Both came down with it.
Yep. And the tie goes to the receiver, I guess. Yes. You might say, to simplify it.
Yep. And head coach Randy Cole is... respectfully disagreeing.
Well, you know, respect to Canencia for battling the whole way down to the football and not giving up. So he gets credit for the catch. It's a first down for the Jayhawks from the 35-yard line. Moving the football. Bushinski back to pass again. And he get it out to Canencia again. And that one goes through his arms. Incomplete.
And he was disappointed with himself. He knew he should have had that one. And Caden Bushinski has shown off quite a decent arm. You know, he's still a young kid, and he's able to fling the ball all over the yard, and he should be a pretty good quarterback here in the next couple of years.
Well, I think, you know, you hate to have to go to a freshman as a result of it's what you have, but at the same time, by the time he's a senior, he's going to have quite a bit of experience. Even by the end of this season. They run that jet sweep play again, and this time a couple of Warriors in to make a hit. Handoff goes to Zach Karenin.
Number 4, Karenin on the carry tackle.
And that is hit immediately. Number 10, Cole Hamlin, and number 54, Brett Lockridge with the stop, and that's going to make it a third down and 16 for Vaynercook Lake.
Not ideal for the Jayhawks here, but as Caden Bushinski has shown, he has no problem throwing the ball 15, 20 yards to get them the yardage that they need.
8.5 to go, first half. Empty backfield for Bushinski. A lot of receivers back there. It's getting some pressure, and he'll throw it away on the run.
Really had nothing. Back foot throw. Flushed out of the pocket quickly.
Yeah, and they flushed him out to the opposite side of where he's comfortable. If he had been rolling the other way, maybe comfortable to make a throw on the run. But
oh, we got a flag.
Flag on the play.
That's going to be intentional grounding call against Bushinski.
Yeah. And a good call. There really wasn't any receiver anywhere close to him. He was out of the tackle box, which is something that you like. One of the guidelines for calling intentional grounding, but you also have to have a receiver within 5 yards, which he did not have. So that one's coming back.
So a fourth down now for Vaynercook Lake from their own 20, 3. And they'll go for it on fourth down.
Now they'll punt.
Nope, now the punt. They do that shift. Hamlin to punt. It's a low one. Might have been touched at the line. Bounces and downed. So Grass Lake will take over in Jayhawk territory from the 39-yard line. 8:05 to go here in the first half. I guess my sources are telling me that Mallory from the K105.3 morning show.
Hey.
Caden Bushinski's cousin.
Ah.
Cousins, family.
All right.
There. So now we have to, now we're going to appear biased if we give him any kudos.
Well, see, we were already giving him kudos before we knew that, so.
Actually, no, I know Caden's dad. He was actually telling me that he had a good chance of getting some starting minutes this year. Out of the shotgun now, Hickey, the opposite quarterback, finds a man up the seam, caught. And he's going to be down at the 16-yard line, it looks like. Receiver on the play, John Lloyd.
And we got
like
a
backfield, looks like a hold.
Yeah, it was either hold or face mask. I didn't quite look up in time.
Oh, and then he just signaled the face mask. Now he'll turn and give us the call. No holding.
Holding.
Holding against the Warriors. And they've walked that one off. Oh, they're walking it even further. So Grass Lake will take the football now in their own territory.
And it's going to be first and forever.
Yeah. First down and
about 25?
25. Quick out pass. Caught with some room to run. Nice move. Just squirted upfield. Scott Crutchfield with the catch and run.
Yeah, that'll work.
So he's going to get a big portion of that 25 back. So bring up second down and 4 now for Grass Lake.
That was Jay Watson with his second tackle of the game for the senior.
I like that running style. Quick one cut and turn on the burners, and he could find some room. So we do have a timeout on the field. We'll go ahead and take a one-minute break from the broadcast. Back with the remainder of the first half on K105.3.
Back live in downtown Jackson. I can't believe it. This is the last time I'm checking in for Cruisins 2017. Downtown Development Authority has done an awesome job this whole season, this whole summer. And this is it. They're going to go until about 9 o'clock tonight. But then, you know, the nightlife here in downtown Jackson stays alive. So much happening. All the great restaurants and businesses that are still open after hours. When it gets dark. But, yeah, come check it out. There's still some beautiful vehicles down here. And some great food trucks are still open. And the vendors have been really cool. And I just can't believe this is it. We really appreciate the DDA for having us down here all summer long. It was awesome being next to Experience Jackson, and their rock painting place is really cool. And they encourage you to paint rocks and get them out there and spread the word of Jackson. It's been awesome. Thank you so much to everybody from the DDA. We've had a blast. It's J-Rod Live one last time with the Cruisin' at K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Out of the timeout, Grass Lake back on the field for a 2nd and 4 situation. Another out-of-town score update in-town, as we say. Jackson High 14-6 lead over Sexton. Delayed handoff goes to Nickerson. He's going to get close to the first down, but he's going to come up a little bit shy. So to bring up a third down and 2 scenario here for Grass Lake.
And McKenna Kennesia with yet another tackle. That is tackle number 7 unofficially for him.
3 receivers to the right for Grass Lake. A little hard count draws the Jayhawks off sides, and that's going to get the first down for Grass Lake. Sun is down here, lights are out. Handoff goes to Nickerson. He's got some room up the middle. Big collision. And he rumbles forward, gets himself down about the 12-yard line. Got himself a good 5 yards after contact as he blasted through a defender there.
Yeah, he did. He trucked right over him, and C.J. Adams was there to fall on top of him as he continued to stumble his way through that truck. And flags are flying.
Some extracurricular arguing on the field. False start.
Yep.
They weren't even lined up, were they?
I don't know. That's a very good question, actually. I don't know if they take time to breathe when they line up.
So they'll come up to the line. First down, 15 for the Warriors. Under 7 minutes now to go in the half. Gives to Nickerson. Off tackle, left side, up to the original line of scrimmage there. So a second down about 10 for the Warriors. Stay tuned at the half. We'll get you your Denny's On Demand stats. The halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Take a look at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Shotgun formation for Hickey as usual. Gives to Nickerson again. Good penetration by the Jayhawks, and they'll take him down for a loss. Push it back to about third and 14 now for the Warriors.
That was Davion Allen and Dylan Haislip. Haislip with his first tackle of the game there.
19 quick points for Grass Lake, but all of it in the first quarter. Since then, the Vandercook Lake defense has at times looked pretty good. And again, they coax the Jayhawks to jump off sides. So get to a third and nine scenario now.
Well, you like to see your defense fire off the ball like that, and they're trying to jump that snap count. But a good job by Sean Hickey, the junior quarterback for Grass Lake, to run that hard count and get him to jump off sides.
Yeah, and you got those defenders in your face. Good job by the offensive line to not bite. There's a snap. Hickey looking to pass. On the out route is Crutchfield. Skips a defender. Slides in the end zone. Touchdown! Grass Lake. And that's Scott Crutchfield into the end zone. 5:46 to go. It is 25 to nothing. With an extra point pending for the Warriors.
So an interesting statistic for Grass Lake, their scoring plays total out of the four touchdowns, 22 yards. So very short yardage plays there as the extra point is good.
Darrell gets his extra point form back, kicks it through, 26 to nothing, Grass Lake. We'll take 30 seconds and be back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Hoodies, bonfires, and the huge clearance sale at Plato's Closet are all signs that autumn has arrived. Starting this Saturday through September 29th, specially marked clearance items are 50% off. Plato's Closet already sells your favorite styles for way less than mall prices. And right now, you'll save even more on specially marked clearance items like short and long sleeve shirts, denim, boots, and more for 50% off. During the clearance sale at Plato's Closet, located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jayhawks will line up one more time to receive a kickoff. Usual suspects back to return.
Oh, and I got an out-of-town, in-town score update from the scenic shores of Michigan Center. 2:17 to play in the first quarter there. Addison leads 8-7.
Marshall and Lumen Christie getting underway here about 8 o'clock. Change of venue late for that game. It's going to be at Albion College tonight. Titans and the Marshall Redhawks. Historic Marshall.
Getting a little bit of a late start to combat some of that hot weather we experienced earlier today.
There's your kickoff. Blasted again, this time over the head of the receiver, and that'll go into the end zone and fall dead. And Vandercook Lake will start at their own 20-yard line. First and 10, trailing 26 to nothing. And we get timeout on the field. We'll keep it here for the timeout on K105.3, WKHM FM, Brooklyn, Jackson.
This is something that the officials didn't really have to do, but a good move on their part to keep these young kids hydrated and get them, you know, water breaks when they can fit them into this game while trying to keep the game moving as well.
Congratulations to our Chevy Equinox qualifiers, Jason. By this point, most of our regular listeners know that every Friday we have a tailgate broadcast before the football game and give people an opportunity to sign up for the Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet. It's a 2018 two-year lease. Beautiful automobile.
Yes, it is.
And this week our qualifiers are Melissa Lee, Mike Anderson, Amber Bushinski, Jennifer Cicalo, Mark Stiles, Paul Lopez, Glenda Childs, Eric Zamoka, Justin Kober, and Deb Cannons. So I'm sorry if I messed up anyone's name.
Easy for you
to say. As long as your phone numbers are right, we'll still make sure you get to the qualifiers party. And, geez, what week is this? This is week five
for
us?
This is week five, yeah. Yeah, so week five.
We're narrowing in on finding out who's going to drive away with that automobile. Thanks again to Art Main Chevrolet.
I know who it won't be. You or me.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jason. I didn't need...
Wow. Your car's nicer than mine, so...
I don't know. You got that minivan going on. It's spacious.
It is. Very nice.
Back on the field, Vandercook Lake ready to run this first down play, and Bushinski looking to run. Nowhere to go. Brought down by Cole Hamlin.
Yeah, he gets wrapped up hard there. Looked like a designed run play.
4 yard loss, second down at 14. 5:26 to go. Sends a back in motion. Wheel route out of the backfield, tipped and incomplete. Intended receiver on the play for Bushinski, Zach Karenin. Clock stops with 5:06 to go here in the quarter and the half. 26-0, third down to 13.
And Vandercook was doing a good job early on in this game getting Nick Hamlin the ball and letting him make plays in space. They've kind of gotten away from that as the game has gone on, and they've sort of let Caden Bushinski kind of throw the ball around a little bit. Despite the huge deficit, you still want to establish some sort of a run game.
Bushinski now tight shotgun. He's got a couple of backs and hands off. Snuffed out immediately on the carry is... Sage Balsita. We saw him again earlier in the game break for a big run play that was negated by the fumble. Now under 5 minutes to go in the half. Fourth down and about 14 still. Oh, no, he lost a couple on that. 16.
Yes.
16 yards. And we'd expect to see the Jayhawk punt formation. Hamlin. Back to kick. Gets it away and
good
over
kick.
The returner's head. It's going to get all the way into Warrior territory and roll down to the 37-yard line. So a nice boot by Hamlin. And that'll back the Warriors up a little bit. 4:14 to go. Here in our first half, stay tuned to halftime for the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard with Tri-County Water and give you our Denny's Delivery on Demand statistics.
That's right.
I got one statistic in mind that I especially want to mention.
Another one that we can bring up here, the change of quarterback for Grass Lake, John Lloyd, 190-pound senior, checks into the game at quarterback.
Takes the snap on first down, fakes the handoff, throws, caught by Cockrum, and he's going to have a race to the end zone. Only one guy can catch him is McKenna Canencia, and he'll get him, wrestle him down at the 4-yard line. Big play on first down for Grass Lake.
Huge catch there. And Canencia with yet another tackle, and that was some very impressive speed shown off there by the senior.
So now closing in at 4 minutes, and Grass Lake a chance to put this game far out of Vandercook Lake reach at the half. Handoff goes to our man Cody Nickerson. He stopped for a short gain. Second down and goal from the 5.
Hunter Keys with the tackle for the loss there.
And there's another give to Nickerson, and he'll battle ahead down to the 3.
Nickerson on the carry, taken down by Moulton.
We'll see what John Lloyd has in store here.
Third and goal. Gives to Nickerson again. This time he cuts through the line, nice into the end zone. Another touchdown for the Warriors. 32-point advantage. They can make it 33 with an extra point now. And the kicking team out on the field for the Warriors.
Sean Hickey to long snap here.
Darrow didn't quite get all that one, and it's going to go a little bit left, and no good. 32-0, under 3 minutes to go in the half, all Grass Lake on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Back in 30 seconds.
This past January, American One Credit Union gave back over $1 million to members who chose to finance local in 2016. We've decided to make 2017 bigger and better. This year, American One is giving back $1.5 million to members. That's 50% more back to members. Get your part of the $1.5 million when you finance a secured closed-end loan at American One anytime in 2017. Call any American One branch today and ask us for details.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 3 minutes of our first half here at Grass Lake High School. All Warriors so far, 32-0. Vandercook Lake will send the return team out one more time.
Back to the Jayhawks, Brown and
Canencia. Canencia and Brown, the return men on the play.
Will court members
and they spread out the line here for the kickoff. Hidden Cockrane handling those duties tonight. Has hit a couple of beauties. This one's going to be fielded by Brown, and he'll botch it and have to dive on it about the 23. Boot of the catch right through his arms. Vandercook at least retains possession.
No, Moulton does a good job to come back on the play there as opposed to coming up to block to help fall on that football to maintain Vandercook possession.
2:52 on our first half game clock here. Homecoming night at Grass Lake. Congratulations to the homecoming court. Ladies, Devin Cashard, Sierra Race, and Sarah McEllis, and the gentlemen, Brett Lockridge, Jacob McDaniel, and Matt Stuckey. Designed run for Bushinski, looking to get to the edge. Can't find space, and he'll end up losing a big chunk, about three or four on the first down play for the Jayhawks.
Trenton Holden with the tackle.
They've gone to that quarterback run a couple times this sweep, and they just haven't been able to get it, hold any blocking long enough to get him to the edge to turn it upfield.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier in the game, the designed plays that take a minute to develop, they don't have the ability to hold up that defense long enough to let them develop properly. So they really have to go back to that quick hitting, fast paced offense.
And now we'll get a false start.
Yep.
Against Vandercook.
False start.
Slide them back another five. So clock runs now under 2 minutes in the first half. Bushinski sliding up under center. I formation. And the gives to the fullback. And he'll blast ahead for about a yard, not much more. And that is Nick Hamlin on the carry.
Cameron Darrow with the tackle.
Number 21, Hamlin with the ball, taken down by Darrow.
Bushinski coming into the huddle from the sideline, getting the play. Taken down toward a minute to go first half. Again, stay with us for the halftime report. We'll get this week in high school sports from the Michigan High School Sports MHSAA. Michigan High School Athletic Association. I always want to add, I want to take away that S to make it sports. It's long pass downfield. Looking for C.J. Adams. Incomplete for Bushinski. And that's going to bring another fourth down and long yardage for Vandercook Lake. Few more scores coming in here for the halftime, so we can get a touch of what's going on around the area. And there's the punting unit for Vandercook Lake. And a big boot by Hamlin. He's going to get fielded by Crutchfield. He's got a little bit of room, big collision there at the end of the play. And Grass Lake will have 50 seconds from the Vandercook 40-yard line. Got a player down on the field right now for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and there was just a little bit of a collision there towards the end of that play, and he took a little bit of a shot there.
Yeah, one of the kick coverage guys came in a little late and tried to lay a lick down on the returner, but he ended up getting a lot of contact with his own guy as well, and he's still down as the cheerleaders hammer out some push-ups.
Some of them. They're giving it their best effort, I suppose.
Say, this girl on the end's doing all right. Well,
yeah.
Where's our best form?
Yeah, probably the one on the end there. She
at least with
okay.
The pull on, yeah.
Yeah. Good technique there.
I get the feeling that the girl has been doing all the flips all night. Could probably do a solid push-up, and I didn't see her.
Yeah, that is definitely something that I cannot do.
I bet I could get one.
No.
I think so.
You
Does
might
it count
be
if you
to.
Fall at the end?
I would think
Does it
so.
Still count? If I flipped over but I fell at the end, does it still count?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
So one flip.
It's our rules. We can do what we want with them.
It's a Tom Segura joke. You do a flip, I'll give you $1. If you fall, $2.
Was that Ted DiBiase used to do that in the old WWF? If you do a flip, I'll give you $1,000, and then he'd push you over while you're trying to do it.
$1 million man.
Gotta love that.
Under a minute to go now, first and 10 for the Warriors. Nice tackle on the pitch play. Defender Jeff Washburn in the backfield again, making the hit. Sean Hickey back in at quarterback for the Warriors.
That was interesting. They just wanted to get John Lloyd a little bit of work in. Now they'll let Sean Hickey run the abbreviated two-minute offense.
And there's a handoff to Darrow, and he's gingerly looking for some space. Nothing there, and he's brought down. He'll get about two on the play.
That was Jeff Washburn again.
Still going to bring about third and about 13 for the Warriors.
And I think that's going to do it for the half here.
Yeah. The Warriors sideline starts making its way toward the locker room. The clock runs down to zero. We're officially at the half here. 32 to nothing. Crass Lake dominant here in the first half. A couple reasons you can see why the score looks like it does, and we'll take a glance at those on the halftime here with our Denny's On Demand online ordering stats. During the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report, we'll also take a peek at the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard. Joe DeBow from the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce coming to join us in the locker room at the half as well. And you know what? Let's hang out. I see Joe making his way in here. We'll get the microphone to him and let him jump right in here.
Oh, my word.
As we emerge. Joe, I know you're really nervous to be on the microphone and on the radio, even though you've done this a dozen times.
Well, yeah, a couple times.
Well, hold that right up to your mouth. It's interview time.
Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, my goodness. I'm watching the scoreboard just looking at it. It's like awesome to see.
I said you got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, it's a good night for the Warriors.
Joe, you come in here and you always amaze us with all the activities that the Grass Lake Chamber of Commerce is involved in out here in Grass Lake. And you guys had a festival, it seems like, every day nowadays.
It seems like that's the case. And, you know, K105.3, AM 970, you guys have always been great sponsors of what goes on in our village and our township. We have the Festival of Tables here at the school with the Education Foundation. The Winterfest, the Festival of Lights downtown, a Christmas parade, the 4th of July. The Chamber likes to help bring people to Grass Lake, so it's a great thing. That, you know, we have a saying here. We got Doug Makel behind us, and he's always behind me saying, "You know what, Joe? Grass Lake is a great place to call home."
Yeah, that's he wrote that.
We've seen it somewhere at the township.
Well, I got to come out here and do a live broadcast at the God, what was the business expo?
That's in March. It's good. We have our, I don't know how many years we've been doing it, but we'll have another one this March, too.
Yeah, that was a fun event. A lot of businesses out here that you might otherwise not have realized, so I'd recommend that event for everybody.
Oh, for sure. And, of course, you've been letting your listeners know tonight we do have the Relay for Life, so we have a bunch of walkers out there. As soon as the game's over, they have the presentation of the jerseys for the in honor of those people that fall and do the cancer. And it's just going to be a good night to raise money, and we'll be down there all night playing music and going to stay awake if we could. So, Steve, we'll see you back here at 3.
No. You want to do a shift?
Sure.
No, we have interns for that now, don't we?
Yeah, we'll get the intern. We'll get an intern or two out here for you. Be very hard on them.
Yes.
So what's the next event? What's the next thing you guys got in the queue, Joe?
It is the Education Foundation, the Festival of Tables.
Okay.
October 21st, and you can go to the Chamber website as well as the school website, grasslakeschools.com.
That Why
Doug
did we
Makel,
just get him on
I know, he's, just, he's feeding me right in my ear. We love Doug. He's
that's
the man.
Like, that's like you call and order, somebody call and order pizza, and then you say, well, what would you like on it? And so they hold the phone down and go, what do we want on it? Well, I'm glad you could stop up and join us. Anything you want to plug before we send you on your way, Joe?
As a representative of the village of Grass Lake, we always encourage people to come out and see what we have to offer. And you can find that on our website, thegrasslakechamber.org, the school website as well. It truly is a great place to call home, and we always love to have the K105.3 crew out here as well.
I've always had a good time out here. It's such a nice place. My dad moved out here. And
I'm telling you what, your dad was always cool to my mom. She's on the other side now, but she's looking down, and your dad was always great to my mom. And it's just, yeah, great people, and thanks, Steve.
Yeah, and that's the kind of hospitality you get. You're like Spider or whoever else around here in Grass Lake. You're always bumping into somebody smiling and kind. So Yeah, if it's community you're looking for, you're going to find that in Grass Lake for sure.
Yep, and it's grasslakechamber.org for all your information about depot rental. We have a brand new pavilion in our downtown that has been brought to you by the Five Healthy Towns Foundation. So at no taxpayer expense, we have a brand new Grass Lake Events Park Pavilion. So it's a great, great thing. Oh, I'm going to shut up now because Doug's over here with the marching band.
Who are some of the other who are some of the great acts you've had down at that pavilion so far?
Oh, my word. We've had Sponge, Kung Fu Diesel.
Good guys.
Boy, a whole bunch of different.
Steve Berkmeyer over there.
Steve Berkmeyer? Yeah. Oh, my word. Of course we've had. Yeah, Steve is the one. Actually, we started Music in the Park 5 years ago in conjunction with the Farmers Market, and Steve Berkmeyer is the one that graciously jumped on. Berkmeyer's, I tell you what, they're a good family.
Yes,
can't beat them.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for coming up, and we'll. I'd wish Grass Lake good luck in the second half, but so far it looks like they got that handled.
Yes, yes. We love the Jayhawks, but we love the Warriors too.
All right, so we'll take a two-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back, and again, for Collins Brothers floor covering, we'll look at the Tri-County Water scoreboard, or Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard.
That's right.
We'll get our Denny's on-demand delivery statistics and keep you rolling here. An extended halftime for the homecoming festivities at Grass Lake. 32-0, the Warriors lead the Jayhawks on K105.3.
You should be driving a Kia from Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson.
When's the last time you walked into a car dealership and they offered you more money than you wanted for your trade-in? Hi, I'm Skip Young, and I'm going to give everyone up to $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Folks, you heard me right. I need your trade-in so bad that I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for it. Body damage? No problem. Mechanical issues? No problem. You don't even have to wash it, folks. At Kia of Lansing and Kia of Jackson, I'll give you up to $4,000 minimum for your trade-in, so I can make you a deal on a new Kia that's going to blow your mind and give you a payment that's lower than you expected. All credit is welcome, and of course, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, because I want to see ya in a Kia. Kia of Lansing on South Pennsylvania Avenue and Kia of Jackson on Page Avenue across from Menards.
Plus tax and tax. Trade appraisal from Kelly Blue Book fair market value. Not in combination with other offers. Expires month's end.
TheKiaGiants.com.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS. Where community comes together.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers Floor Covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. 32-0, all Grass Lake in the first half, and Jason, my Denny's on-demand statistic for the first half is the turnovers early for Vanderkook Lake. They had a couple different drives where it looks like they got a little bit of momentum. They get themselves a couple first downs, and then they would turn it over. So it just gave what it did was a couple things. Of course, it took away their opportunity to score, but it gave Grass Lake some really good field position on those early drives, because when they were able to get Grass Lake with poor field position, or at least not great field position, they did show that the defense had the ability to stop the Warriors a couple of different times. So you go, well, if they had a little more field to work with, maybe this score is a little bit different. Even if Vanderkook Lake had failed to score, they might have been able to stop Grass Lake from getting into the end zone.
Yeah.
So my stat of the game is the turnovers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and if you look at them, it's you had Brett Lockridge, Noah Parker, each had fumble recoveries for Grass Lake. The one interception by James Helton that he nearly took to the house, and this could have been a much different football game if that goes for six there. You know, mine is balanced. I mean, if you look at the statistics, the scoring summary for Grass Lake, it's been a very balanced attack. You've got two touchdown passes by Sean Hickey, one to Hayden Cochran, the other to Scott Crutchfield on an 11-yard pass, and then you had Cameron Darrow had a couple of touchdown runs there, and then Cody Nickerson had a quick little three-yard run for a score there as well. So just good, solid balance offensively for their five touchdowns. Need to work on their extra point work a little bit, but outside of that, not a whole lot of negative to say about it for the Grass Lake offense.
Yeah, they just went about their business and didn't make a lot of mistakes. They had a couple false starts, so did Vander Cook. The penalties, I don't think, appeared to make as much difference as again, the turnovers. Vander Cook just, when they were able to get some offense going, they shot themselves in the foot by turning the ball, putting it on the deck, or again, an errant pass that's intercepted. So could be a different look. Again, we've mentioned over and over that Vander Cook's a young team.
Yes.
And their quarterback's a freshman, only has a couple starts under his belt by the end of this season. Now you've got a year's worth of experience in that kid. And he comes out next year, and it's a different look for Vander Cook.
Yeah, and he's still got 3 years of eligibility after this year, too. So you let him go through his growing pains. You let him make his mistakes. They've got 12 freshmen on the roster, as we've pointed out a couple of times. If you count the sophomores in there as well, they've got 15 total underclassmen on their squad as well. So, you let him go through that rough period there. Normally where you would have them on JV making those mistakes. But this is a program that's in transition, and this is a program that probably in the next 3 to 4 years is going to be probably one of the better programs in the conference.
There you go. Our new Denny's On Demand online ordering. You can now enjoy your Denny's wherever you want. New Denny's On Demand online ordering. Whatever, whenever, and now wherever. That's order right now at Denny's.com. Denny's On Demand stats here on the half. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Delicious, delicious water. I know that we have a Tri-County Water cooler in the back of the building.
Yes, we do.
And that's where everybody comes through to get that delicious water. So thanks to Tri-County Water for being on board and supporting our coverage of high school sports. I'm going to go ahead and go with the halftime score. Jackson High 21-14 over Lansing Sexton. What else you got for us, Chase?
Oh, I've got four scores for us as well. Blissfield leads Columbia Central 6-0 at the half. Getting close to midway through the second, Addison leads Michigan Center 16-7 to continue their surprising run through some of the more talented teams in the Cascades Conference. Midway through the second, Lumen Christi leads Marshall at Albion College 7-3, and Western is up on Hastings 13-6 with 3 minutes to go in the second.
That Blissfield score, I have an update at 12-0 Blissfield over Columbia Central right now here on the half. Again, that's for Tri-County Water, our halftime out-of-town scoreboard sponsor. Collins Brothers Floor covering us with the entire halftime report. So now here on the half, let's take a minute break. We'll bring you the MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment. We'll be back with second half action before too long here. 32-0, Grass Lake leads Vander Cook Lake on K105.3.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Chin ups the ante, local support, and it's about time. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Notre Dame Prep is flying high in the volleyball world again this season. The top-ranked Irish have already knocked off the likes of defending Class C champ Bronson and perennial Class A power Temperance Bedford, paced by 6'3 junior outside hitter Maddie Chin. A three-year starter, Chin is averaging 4.3 kills per game this year, and she's also upped her game in other respects, including leadership.
The more I've been on the court, the more I get to express to my teammates some shots they can hit, what we can be reading. The more I'm on the court, the more I can help my teammates, which is really important to me. Being a good teammate, I think, includes the aspect of putting them in the most successful position they are or they can be. So I really enjoy that part of being on the court more and helping them out with that.
You can read more about Maddie Chin on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Zach Shane of Fruitport, who became his school's career goals and points leader in boys soccer last week with 3 goals against Grand Rapids Union, and Escanaba running back Logan Carroll, who had 212 yards and 4 touchdowns in a great Northern Conference football win over Marquette on Friday. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Football is a game of preparation. During the week, the teams involved, the cheerleading squads, and members of the marching band put in a great deal of work to be ready for Friday night. Officials are no different. All across the state on Monday nights, referees attend local association meetings where they review film from the previous week's game, talk about rules, coverages, and mechanics so that our team of officials are just as prepared and ready to go as the teams playing each and every Friday night. In addition to Friday nights, many officials also work freshman and JV games on Thursday and will often work games on the weekend, whether it be small college all the way down to youth games, to give those young people on the field the best officiating possible.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Over the years in this space, I've opined about the pipe dreams of college athletic scholarships, the scummy scouting report recruiting services out there, how parental pressure helps burn kids out of sports mentally, and how specialization burns them out physically, about the benefits of multiple sports participation, and how participation in youth sports, let alone high school sports, is in danger of becoming something only for families with deep pockets. Some of you have blown off those thoughts. If you haven't seen it yet, a recent issue of Time Magazine has an article called How Kids Sports Became a $15 Billion Industry. It's a great read, an accurate statement of what's happening out there, and it bundles all of the things I've been talking about all these years. It talks about organizations which exist solely to conduct travel team tournaments across the nation that create that sucking sound of money from parents' wallets. It talks about families which could have easily saved the money they poured into juniors' athletic endeavors and sent them to college. It talks about companies using their affiliations with professional sports to try and financially dominate the youth sports market. And the list goes on and on and on. This is all the result of a twisted perspective out there about youth sports, and it's had a negative impact on educational athletics. It's why high school sports are fighting harder than ever to remind people of its true philosophies: educational, local in nature, amateur, and inclusive. Opportunities for kids who want to play, not just for the elite. I already told you so on these things, and I'm now glad that Time took the time to back me up. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
The Jackson YMCA Bus In program helps transport kids to the YMCA from local elementaries while helping engage kids in physically active, learning, and imaginative activities that encourage exploration of who they are and what they can achieve. The Bus In program runs from Monday to Friday and stops at 6 p.m. The YMCA picks kids up at local elementary schools and takes them to the YMCA. Kids can do various activities such as art, sports, homework help, games, and gymnastics. For more information, go to jacksonymca.org.
The Beach Bar in Clark Lake, family owned and operated for over 75 years. Three generations of serving up the classics, like the Townie, a sandwich overflowing in flavor and in size. And don't forget about the often imitated but never duplicated Beach Bar tomato soup, using locally grown produce and the freshest ingredients possible. Visit BeachBarClarkLake.com and on Facebook. Open Wednesday through Sunday and now featuring daily food and drink specials. The Beach Bar, family owned and operated for over 70 years.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. And we just got the announcement that Brett Lockridge has won the homecoming king for 2017 at Grass Lake High School. And now the announcement of the queen coming.
And homecoming queen 2017.
Here comes
Sarah McEllis.
Sarah McEllis, your homecoming queen in Grass Lake.
I don't have the tail of the tape on Sarah McEllis, but Brett Lockridge, 5'11", 185-pound senior linebacker. I believe he was one of the ones that enjoyed sleeping, so I think that young man is going places.
You know, you can't underestimate the value of a good night's sleep.
You really can't. You really, really cannot.
I'll tell you what, I think Sarah, would you say Lockridge goes about 5'11"?
Brett Lockridge, 5'11", 185.
So I'm gonna put Sarah McEllis at about 5'3", but about 5'8" with the heels.
There you go. Okay, yeah. And she is doing a fantastic job of maintaining her balance on the turf, which can be a little crazy.
I've seen it be very tricky.
It is. It's very tricky. So a good job there. And I have to give you props for your excellent scouting of the homecoming court for the Grass Lake High School. Class of 2000 and God, what year is this?
17.
Yeah. Wow.
But if you win the Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet, it's a 2018 edition.
That's right.
And thank you to Art Main, and congratulations to our qualifiers from tonight's tailgate broadcast, the Football Frenzy, courtesy of Scott Clow. I'm told we have Melissa Lee, Mike Anderson, Amber Bushinski, Jennifer Ciccolo, Mark, I'm going to go with Styles on this.
Yeah.
Paul Lopez, Glenda Childs, Erica Zamoka, Justin Kober, and Deb Cannons. So those are our qualifiers tonight.
And one of them might have the ability to take advantage of these fun little coupons that I got here from the table. They could eat some Denny's pancakes in that Chevy Equinox.
Oh, man, I wouldn't recommend getting syrup in that.
Well, you know, I mean, it's Denny's. So, really, I mean, what they could do is they could order it, drive their new vehicle to Denny's, pick up their pancakes, and then go home.
That'd be winning on so many different levels there, Jason.
Free stack
of pancakes with purchase of a beverage at your local Denny's. You can pick up some of those at our next tailgate broadcast, which takes us out to Michigan Center.
That's right.
Next week. And I believe
home sweet home.
That it's homecoming at Michigan Center next week.
Man, we are just everywhere for these homecoming games. They will get set to take on the Flying Dutchman of Manchester. And having kids who watched way too much SpongeBob, I almost always get that name wrong. But I got it right this time on the air, so good for me.
What do you get wrong? The Flying Dutchman?
The Flying Dutchman.
Because why?
Because of SpongeBob.
I don't get it.
The Frying Dutchman.
Oh.
I think that SpongeBob might have been a little bit after your... She might be a little too cool for that.
Well, she watched it. I hated it, so...
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't really stand it either, but, you know.
I always picture Sally Field.
Yes.
The Flying Nun,
yeah.
At first, and then somehow she's got, like, buckles on her shoes or something to make her more Dutch.
Yeah, which may be...
in my head.
She may or may not have been my early 80s crush, along with Valerie Bert and Ernie. And, I mean, you just couldn't go wrong with either one of those two.
Oh, no. as Sally Field and Smokey and the Bandit.
That's where I fell in love with the Trans Am, man. A love that continues to this day.
Well, our time's ticking down here on the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. And we'll get you back to game action here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. 32-0 Grass Lake in the lead.
Because our halftime show has fallen completely off the rails.
It's devolved into 80s television. And I got it. Well, I had two early television crushes, I got to be honest. Catherine Bach.
Oh, just Hazard.
Duke,
yes.
And Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, Tiffany Amber.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she has a cooking show on Food Network.
How do I not know this?
Yes, they
her husband, never mind.
It's a different time nowadays. But, yeah, she makes some very delicious food. So it's two of my favorite things, Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell
and food.
And so you really can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. So both teams on the sideline getting prepared for second half action, getting a little bit loose. Again, we did have a bit of an extended halftime for the homecoming festivities. And congratulations again going out to the winners, Brett Lockridge and Sarah McEllis.
See, now I think Brett should have to play with the crown on top of his helmet. We're going to have to fasten it somehow.
I was watching. He had a hard time keeping it on his head without the helmet. So
yeah.
I got to imagine they're going to pass on that.
Well, I think it was because he tried to spike the trophy thing that came with the crown. probably not the wisest move. But, hey, you know what? It's his crown, and it's his kingdom. He may do as he please.
May his reign be long and plentiful?
Yes.
What do you even say?
I guess plentiful, fruitful.
Filled with touchdowns?
Yes. Lacking in tyranny, I suppose.
There you
would
go.
Be
That's
probably
a, nice.
A good one to have.
That's nice.
Yes.
Little update here from Albion College. Lumen Christie leads Marshall now 14-3. That was a fun game with Western.
Yes.
And Marshall. Swept the half 32-0, and now the teams have made their way back out onto the turf.
I have an update from Michigan Center. Addison leads Center 16-14, 4.5 to go in the first half.
Michigan Center threatening the undefeated Addison Panthers. Keeping it close there. That's a big game. We got about three teams in the Cascades Conference with one loss right now. And Addison head and shoulders above them with at 3-0, but Michigan Center win there. Really shakes up the standings in the conference.
Yes.
Grass Lakes have to kick off. Cockream gets it into the air. And down to Brown, who feels it cleanly at the 10. Gets ahead of steam. Looking to get to the sideline. And he'll go out of bounds about the 28-yard line. Vandercook's been able to start with that similar field position about every drive this game.
Yeah, they've been somewhere between the 25 and 30-yard line to start it off. Every single drive, and they've made some good progress from that field position. But unfortunately, three of their possessions ended in some poor turnovers. And then you had a handful of punts in there as well, and it just has not quite gone the Jayhawk way.
See what kind of adjustments they made during the half. Wyszynski in the pistol formation with four wide receivers. Fakes the give and keeps it. Find a little bit of room through the line, and the ball squirts loose at the end of the play, but they're going to rule him down. So about 3 yards on first down in the threat of the turnover. Still lingering there, the near fumble. They actually give him a nice spot. They're going to say 5 yards. Second down and 5 for the Jayhawks. Nice to get 5 yards on first down. Opens up the playbook a little bit. Four wide for Wyszynski in the pistol. And this time he does hand off. And that runner's met at the line of scrimmage. No room there. And that's Hamlin brought down.
Tackled by Scott Crutchfield. His first of the game. Been a potent weapon on offense.
Jayhawks huddle up. A little bit slower going with their offense than the Grass Lake Warriors.
That's probably by design. You don't want to throw too much too fast at this young club.
Back to pass. Gets it away. Bushinski passes low and can't reel it in. Intended receiver on the play, Zach Karanen.
It's a little bit on the low side for Karanen, and then a good job there on the defensive side of the ball by Jordan Grimm to get a hand in there and separate the ball away from the receiver.
Fourth down and 4 yards for the Jayhawks, and punt formation. Low snap. Hamlin gets it up. Kicks away. Going toward the sideline. And that'll bounce at the 37. And that is where Grasslake will take over on offense. Three and out for the Jayhawks on their first possession of the second half, trailing 32-0. 10.5 to go in the third. Just underway. Grasslake. Again, tonight they've got their Relay for Life going on. Always it's becoming a tradition here for their homecoming.
Yeah. We were out here last year for it, you and I.
Mm-hmm. It gives a little added excitement to the arena with that extra event going on and homecoming. And do some jersey presentation after the game for these special jerseys that they're wearing in memory of some people lost to cancer. As Hickey takes the snap, first one of the half for Grasslake. Tackled is Cody Nickerson on the handoff. He goes down. Flag on the play. And a Jayhawk player slow to get up is Michael Brown. And it looks like it's an injury to one of the lower extremities. It looks like maybe his left ankle that he's holding up in the air.
And they're going to get
a his hold. Knee because he can't bend his leg.
Yeah, he looks like he tried to get up, and he may have put a little bit of weight on that leg and just was not having it. And there's a holding penalty on top of that against Grasslake, so that'll push the Warriors back to, looks like it's going to be first and
they got it all the way back to 25? The 24. Right there on the 24-yard hash mark. So that's going to be a first and
23.
First and long.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. It's like when you're playing Madden and you get all those penalties and they can't say first and 35 because it wasn't programmed into the game.
So right.
It's first and forever when you get a huge lead. And they're like, oh, they're up by a lot.
Player still down on the field. And we will... Let's cut away for a minute break here. Again, 32-0 Grasslake leads with the injured player on the field. And we'll return to K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Forget what you know about force, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the shareable turtle sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
And Grasslake, after getting pushed back on the holding penalty, will get a an offside penalty against Vandercook Lake. So they'll cut out 5 more yards of that.
So now it's only first and 19.
Look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. Michigan Center leads Addison 22-16 right now. As a quick pass goes out to Crutchfield, he gets the sideline. Can he beat the defenders? He's into Vandercook territory before he's slid down. He slid about 5 yards on his back. And it looks like he stepped out at the 36-yard line, but the large deficit of 19 yards to make up is made up on one big play by the Grasslake Warriors, and they're into Vandercook territory, first and 10.
It seems like Grass Lake has been able to dial up that big play whenever they've needed it.
Quick pass out again. This time goes to the opposite way, and he'll race to the sideline. He's going to turn upfield and get the first down. Pushed out of bounds is Dalton Dively on the reception. First and 10 again for Grass Lake. And looks like we're going to get that spotted right about the 20-yard line.
So yet another possession inside the red zone for the Grass Lake Warriors. And they don't waste a beat here.
Back up to the line with three wide receivers. Out of the shotgun is Hickey, and he'll hand that one off to Nickerson. Nickerson's got about 5 yards on the first down carry. As Grass Lake continues to work the football down the field.
And it looks like that was Bailey Riddle with the tackle, the senior.
9:35 to go here in the third. Hickey out of the shotgun. Nickerson in the backfield with him. The give is to Nickerson up the right side, and he's hit quickly. And he'll get about maybe a yard with forward progress before he's wrestled back by the Vandercook Lake defense.
That's Jeff Washburn on the tackle for Vandercook. That's his fourth of the game.
Third down and 7 now for Grass Lake. Looking to the sideline for the play call. Warriors in control on homecoming night. Big third down play here. Handoff is to Nickerson into the line. He's got room to run. Hit and pull down at the 5. That'll be a first down for Grass Lake and goal to go.
And that's Cameron Tripp, freshman, on the tackle for Vandercook.
Aggressive run on first down for Nick, or excuse me, on third down for Nickerson to get to that first down marker. Now we're under 9 minutes. There's a shack and another give to Nickerson, and this time the line collapses on him. And he's brought down for we'll give him a yard.
Yeah, looks like he picked up one there. Clock continues to roll. 8:15.
Snap over the head. Nickerson dives on it. And that'll push Grass Lake way back. On the 17-yard line now. And that's going to bring up third and goal from the 17.
Well, they've shown that they can convert that without any hesitation.
Chance on third down here for the Jayhawks. Looking to get a big stop, play action. Hickey back to pass. And that's caught down on the one. Ball's loose. And Vandercook Lake's got it. Jayhawk ball. Hayden Cochran with a catch down on the 1 yard line, and he's tackled fumbles.
And that is Ben O'Neill with the fumble recovery.
Now we have no instant replay out here, Jason. There's an opportunity, if they had a chance to review that he might have had a knee down when that ball came loose, but.
Yeah, it was close.
I say it was close enough to let the play out, and Vandercook Lake with the recovery. Ben O'Neill. So big stop there for the Jayhawks. Chance to cut into this 32-0 lead.
We'll see if they can make something out of this here.
They go four wide for Bushinski out of the pistol formation. Takes the snap. Fakes the give, keeps it, getting to the outside, and he's brought down. And that is Crutchfield making the stop.
He's been kind of active on the defensive side of the ball in the second half already with two tackles.
Loss of one on the play, second down and 11. Vandercook Lake from their own 6 yard line. And there's another handoff. Looks like it's Hamlin on the play. That is correct, and he'll get the yard back. and another one to boot. Third down and nine still, however, for the Jayhawks, deep in their own territory. After turning the ball over three times in the first half, Vander Cook Lake created a turnover here to get a stop. Now a big third down play, an opportunity to move the chains. Switch up the formation a little bit with two wide receivers. Hamlin goes in motion out of the backfield. And comes back across the play. Hamlin with a nice gain. Got a good hole to run through. He's going to come up short of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Bring a fourth down and three play for Vander Cook Lake.
That's Cameron Darrow with the stop.
5:42 to go here in the third with the clock running. And it, see if Vander Cook Lake ready to take a risk here on fourth down. 3 yards to go.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you if you think it's fourth down territory time yet. You're down 32. You've got five to play in the third. And I guess not, because they're going to punt.
Fumble. And the snap's low. Hamlin's going to have to chase it down, and he'll fall on it in the end zone. That's a safety. Two more points on the scoreboard for the Warriors. And we'll get a Vander Cook Lake free kick. Grass Lake will take possession of the football after the safety. Let's take a second break. Back with more football on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hoodies, bonfires, and the huge clearance sale at Plato's Closet are all signs that autumn has arrived. Starting this Saturday through September 29th, specially marked clearance items are 50% off. Plato's Closet already sells your favorite styles for way less than mall prices. And right now, you'll save even more on specially marked clearance items like short and long sleeve shirts, denim, boots, and more for 50% off. During the clearance sale at Plato's Closet, located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
5:13 left on our third quarter clock here. Grass Lake 34-0 leaders over Vander Cook Lake. And now they'll send out a return team to get the free kick following the safety. The end of three, Blissfield 19-7 leaders over Columbia Central.
Lumen, Christie, and Marshall just finished the first. Lumen leads 7-3 from Scenic Albion College.
Scenic, that's... I'm trying to think about the last time I've been to Albion College or even in that neck of the woods. Return, getting some room to run. And Grass Lake will have excellent field position here. Down to the 33-yard line. Carried by Steven Grisco.
It is now 14-20, rather. 20-3, Lumen leads after Troy Kucha takes the ball 19 yards for a score. They have 2:45 left to play in the half there.
Score update for the Cascades. Napoleon, 26-6 leaders at the half over Hanover Horton. Our last check-in there.
Everybody just beats everybody in the Cascades Conference. This is a great conference this year.
At least
keeping it close.
Who knows what's going to happen. There's a pass out to Darrow. He breaks a tackle, and he'll get up to the...
Darrow on the carry.
Call that the 28-yard line.
Tackled by number
2. No, they're spotting at the 30. He must have rolled ahead a little bit. Second down and 7 yards.
John Lloyd back in at quarterback. So it's interesting, Grass Lake's style here.
Nice run there by Darrow. And he's got Darrow the first down, move the chains. Grass Lake will have it at the 21.
That's Bailey Riddle with the tackle.
56, Bailey Riddle.
Game clock running. 4:26 now in the third. As we approach 9 o'clock here on K105.3, WKHM-FM, Brooklyn, Jackson. Grass Lake tonight. There's your shotgun snap. It gives to Darrow. Again, he breaks one tackle, but runs into a big roll-up tackle from Hunter Keys. 50-50,
the winning ticket, 709.
Been very impressed with Hunter Keys. This Vandercook defense technically has been very solid in terms of their ability to tackle and make stops. They've been burnt for a few big plays, and that's going to happen when you have a younger, undersized team, but they've done a great job with wrapping up.
Pass out to Dibley. Stops and changes directions. Missed tackle, and he's pulled down out of bounds. Short of a first down, but they're going to bring up a third and manageable about 3 yards for the Warriors. Yeah, Jason, I think the difference maker of this game has been size and experience down in the front line for Grass Lake. They've been able to block on those smaller Vandercook Lake players and open up occasional big run plays and a little bit of speed on the outside, too, that's seen Cockream and Dibley and Crutchfield make big plays. And there's a run and score. And that's Trenton Holden, freshman for Grass Lake, that gets into the end zone.
And that 15-yard run there is the longest scoring play from scrimmage for the Warriors tonight.
At the stairs to the press box.
40-0 now our score here, 9 o'clock. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Next week we'll get out to Michigan Center. Cardinals set to take on the Flying Dutchman of Manchester. Kick is good at 41-0. 30-second break. We'll come back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Jackson Public Schools has openings in their high-quality preschool program at no cost to you. Children who are 3 or 4 by December 1st can take advantage. Locations are at Bennett, Frost, Hunt, McCulloch, and Northeast Elementary Buildings. Jackson Public Schools provides nutritious meals, family support, health services, and family activities. Apply today and set the stage for their academic success. Space is limited. Call 517-784-4800 or 800-491-0004. JPS. Where community comes together.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And the Warriors back out to kick off them one more time in this tilt. 40-0 is our score. Vandercook Lake out to receive. McKenna Canencia. And that is Sage Valsita, it looks like. Ball teed up. Cockrum approaches. There's your kick. Puts a good boot into it. And Canencia is going to drop it on the return. Picks it up. Falls forward. And he's down at the 20-yard line. Excuse me. That's CJ Adams. Correct myself on the return there.
Cameron Darrow doing it all tonight. He picks up another tackle. He has two touchdowns, five tackles on defense. His two runs came offensively from 5 and 1 yards each.
Another opportunity for Caden Boschinski, freshman quarterback for Vandercook Lake. And QB option, he hands it off to Hamlin. Hamlin's going to rumble forward. He'll get about 3 on the play.
Hamlin with the ball.
Put him up to, I'll get that up to the 25. Let's give him 4 yards.
Tackle by Darrow, 44.
Now 2:10 on our game clock here in the third quarter. End of 3. at Addison. Michigan Center 22, Addison 16. So the Cardinals holding on to a lead over there, trying to shake up the Cascades Conference. There's a run for Sage Balsita. Can't quite get to the outside. He's going to get brought down for no gain. So third and about six.
Trenton Holden with the stop there, his fifth.
Another look at the scoreboard. Jackson, 28-14 lead in the third over Lansing Sexton.
Another tough conference up there in the Capital Area. Now, is this Jackson's last year in the Capital Area, or they have one more after this before they move on?
I'm thinking that this is, I believe they're starting in 2018 in the new league. Pressure for Bushinski. He escapes, finds an open man. It's Hamlin hit, and he breaks it. Spins forward, and he's going to get a first down. A flag comes out.
Flag on the play.
Near the tackle. Potentially a face mask, I would assume, Jason.
Yeah, he's a little bit slow to get up, and his helmet is already off, so I would think maybe something at or near the face area.
Hamlin took a big hit. He caught the ball, and there was a defender right there to smack him, but he spun away from the hit, gets past the chains, and gets a first down. Wait and see the result of the flag, but like I said, I think it's going to be a face mask. Personal foul, horse collar. So that'll tack on another 15 at the end of the run.
So they will be near midfield for the first time in a while.
Dana Cook Lake, and we're seeing it spotted here. 48-yard line. So the Jayhawks make it to midfield here. Get a nice play by Hamlin. We hope he's all right after the play because they're going to want to have him on the field.
Absolutely. He's been one of their more dominant offensive players.
He's one of two backs with Sage Balsita lining up now in the shotgun with Bushinski. The handoff goes to Balsita on first down, and he goes nowhere. Under a minute to go here in the third. Time ticking down. And the Jayhawks break the huddle here. Four wide receivers. One split there, goes in motion, fakes the handoff. Bushinski's keeping it, and he'll be hit at the line again. So on second down, nowhere to go. He'll actually probably lose an inch or two. And that's going to bring up third down and 10 for the Jayhawks. And the clock runs out on the quarter, 41-0 at the end of three. Final quarter coming up after a one-minute break on K105.3.
Make your tailgates delicious with Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Donuts, cider, and fresh baked pies are sure to please at any gathering. The cider is flowing and the donuts are hot. The cider barn is open at Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm. Everyone loves our fresh pressed cider, roasted almonds, and of course, fresh picked apples. Bring the whole family and get lost in our 5-acre maze with over 3 miles of twists and turns. Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farm, located 1/2 mile north of US 12 on Jackson Road.
Home, the dwelling place of family, comfort, peace, and love. You love being home because it's your place of serenity. Making the right choice when you're replacing your floors can be daunting. You want your home to be comfortable and beautiful with flooring that will match your style. Home is the place you're the most peaceful. Collins Brothers floors look better, last longer, cost less, and are the right choice. Collins Brothers floor covering in downtown Jackson. Style, comfort, and serenity.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Bushinski backs a pass, gets some pressure. Had Balsita out ahead of the defender. The throw is a little bit out of his reach. And on the big third down play, incomplete pass for the Jayhawks.
You know, that was a good throw there by Bushinski. got the ball off, had nice tight spiral, had good arc to it, put it where only his receiver could get it, just a touch out of reach. Brings up fourth down.
Fourth down and 10.5. From the 47-yard line. Wyszynski in there. Hamlin's the punter, so what he usually does is set up the quarterback and then slide over. Hamlin steps back, and it's punt formation. He's looking to pass, and underthrown. So Vandercook Lake pulls their fake punt card. Turnover on downs, and Grass Lake will take over in Jayhawk territory on the incomplete pass.
The float competition tonight. In fourth place, the freshman.
They're announcing the float competition winners here for homecoming. You might maybe hear that.
The seniors.
Ooh, the seniors finished third. That's
disappointing.
In second place.
Yeah.
The juniors.
Uh-oh.
Wow, the sophomores.
Give it up for the Grass Lake sophomores winning the float competition tonight.
Wow, good for them. Now, if I remember correctly, I believe my senior class was disqualified from the float competition.
Oh, I can't imagine, Jason.
No, no, we were a good group of kids.
A lot of very respectful, intelligent. That's mean. You actually did have a lot of respectful, intelligent
really
people
did.
In that class. Snap goes over the head and recovered. Vandercook Lake gets the ball back. And another fumble recovery for Ben O'Neill on the Jayhawks. Johnny on the spot when the ball hits the ground. He's there. Jayhawks will have it in Grass Lake territory.
I think that might be the... I guess, no, that's probably the second time that that's happened in this game.
I'll say the one other time they got into the territory that I can recall, Jason, was the play where they coughed it up, so... Mm-hmm. Different glimpse of the field for tonight for the Jayhawks. Wyszynski comes out with trip receivers left. Out of the shotgun, back to pass. Looking right, one-on-one. Gets the throw out. A little bit of hands on the coverage there, and I think we're going to get a pass interference penalty, Jason.
Yeah. Grass Lake defense got there just a little bit late. Noah Parker was able to knock Wyszynski down, but just after he got the ball off.
It's a little discussion. The official explaining the call. And looks like it's going to be a pass interference against DeQuare Berry.
And the question is was that ball catchable for the receiver?
And defensive holding.
Yep.
On the receiver. So.
Yeah, I think that's probably the more accurate call, just because I don't know if that ball was catchable.
I don't know. We'll never know, because without the holding, how clean would his route have been instead? Clock running down on our game. Ticking down toward 9 minutes. Fake the sweep. Wyszynski's going to keep it and run. He's got some room into the secondary. Cuts it upfield and needs to be close to that first down marker. Now inside the 25 for the Jayhawks.
Good run there by Wyszynski. Nice open field vision.
Yeah, you kind of get a little taste of how he runs in the open field there, and he looked pretty spry. Hasn't had a lot of room when he's made those quarterback runs, but that time it looked good.
And it kind of makes you think that maybe a read option type of offense might work for Vandercook in the future once he's matured enough to be able to understand some of the more complex nature that comes with the read option offense.
Four wide receivers for Wyszynski now out of the shotgun with Hamlin in the backfield. Low snap, but he picks it up to pass and goes downfield.
Tip.
Jump ball. Knocked away. Intended receiver on that one, C.J. Adams.
Corey Berry with the deflection.
Score update from Western High School. The Panthers leading Hastings with 5.5 to go in the fourth, 26-14. Just another win for the Steel Fortress led Western Panthers.
The man with the coolest name in the business. Even with the cool name, he still gets it done on the field.
Could you imagine if your name was Steel Fortress and you were awesome at chess or something? Not that he's not. I guess I don't know that, but
right.
If that was it, like, what's your name, Steel Fortress? What's your game? I like to do a lot of hot yoga. Like
particle physics.
Yeah.
I don't like to brag.
That actually might be kind of cool now that I think about it, really.
Yeah.
Badass scientist named Steel Fortress.
Yeah, you would just be the envy of the science community. Or if you were in, like, metallurgy or some sort of...
Yeah, alchemy.
Yes. If he lived in the 1800s. He could run his own apothecary. Did I say that right?
I don't think. Apothecary?
There we go. That's it.
Napoleon, 26-6 leaders over Hanover Horton right now, trying to bring around some of these scores. It looks like Michigan Center's still holding on to a lead against Addison. Out of the shotgun, 4th and 5. Passes up Bashinsky, jump ball tipped, and falls incomplete. So Vandercook makes a go at it, but it'll be 1st and 10 now for Grass Lake, turnover on downs.
And that was DeCorey Berry and Cole Simmons defensively breaking up that pass.
We got a final Coldwater 35-7 winners over Northwest.
At this time, we would like it if the
and Jackson right now, 28-20 leaders over Lansing Sexton at Withington.
At this time, if the Jersey for a Cure sponsors and families would start to gather in the east end zone area.
Now 6 minutes to go here on the game clock. Grass Lake with the football. 1st and 10 from their own 27. John Lloyd in at quarterback, hands off on 1st down. That give to Cole Simmons. Grass Lake stays on the field.
As they want to do, usually.
Yeah, say no huddle.
It's their lot in life to go no huddle.
They do take the opportunity to grab a play from the sideline. Lloyd shotgun, pistol formation, and he hands it off. Into the line, he's going to get about a yard, maybe, just past the line of scrimmage before he's dragged backward.
Lloyd hands off to number 10.
David Porras on the stop for Vandercook. Brings up 3rd and 7 for the Warriors. John Lloyd back in at quarterback. After a good day for Sean Hickey. A couple of touchdown passes for him.
Shotgun formation here. 3rd down and about 8. Play action, passes out, and an opportunity for a heads-up defender to make a play. Can't get it, but it's out of the reach of Cole Hamlin, an incomplete 4th down.
And it looked like Zach Kerenin was trying to jump the route. He just picked the wrong receiver on the screen.
Two guys over there, yeah.
Yeah, on the bubble screen.
Stay tuned. Following the game, we'll pick our Jackson Area Subway player of the game.
Once again,
it looks like they'll bring the pump formation out for the Warriors as the clock runs down now to 4 minutes, 41-0, Grass Lake in control from the get-go tonight. Low snap, he does get it up, Cochran gets the kick high. Not long, it's going to bounce at the 49 and go backwards and take a big roll. So Vandercook Lake's going to take the football just outside of the Grass Lake 40-yard line with 3:40 left on the game clock. One more shot here for the Jayhawks. Put some points up against a Grass Lake team defending their home turf on homecoming night. So a big homecoming crowd in attendance with the addition of a big American Cancer Society Relay for Life crowd. Clock starts running. Now at 3.5. Bashinsky in the shotgun. Hamlin back there to join him. They fake the handoff. Quarterback Keith Bashinsky. Not a lot of room there. Indecisive on choosing a hole, so he'll actually lose 2 yards. I think Bashinsky's doing a good job when he has run the football or when he's been pressured to avoid the big hit all night.
Yeah, he's done a good job of keeping himself pretty well protected in this game, as you want your quarterback to do, especially if you have a young quarterback like this. It kind of leads you to believe that there aren't a lot of better options out there for you. as a program. So if he goes down, you find yourself in a little bit of trouble.
Shotgun here for Bushinski. Snaps a little low. He handed off. Looking to get to the edge. Turns it upfield. There's a flag back where you'd expect there to be a holding call. It's going to be a carry for Zach Karanen. Finding some room, but again, we'll see the result of the penalty flag.
Looks like this one's coming back.
Holding. And that's going to go against Vandercook Lake. Back stop with 2:29. So that'll push Vandercook Lake out of Grass Lake territory. Now at their own 43-yard line. And that'll be second down and a mile.
28 by my count. So, yeah, pretty close to it.
In motion, Balsita. Bushinski back to pass. Going downfield, he's got a man. He's got it! He's got a step! To the end zone, touchdown, Vandercook Lake. 3rd and 28. And that caught by C.J. Adams into the end zone for the Jayhawks. So a little something to build on here late in the game. 2:01 on the clock, 41-6. Vandercook Lake will come out for the point after attempt. So those couple of throws tonight, Jason, that had been just out of reach of a couple receivers' fingertips. That one, for a moment, looked like it would be. C.J. Adams might have longer fingers, though, because he was able to snatch that, pull it in. Yeah. And he was behind everybody, so he just had to outrun his man, and he was able to do so.
Yes, that was a fantastic stretch there by C.J. Adams, and Vandercook going to go for two here. Bushinski back, throws to the corner, and overthrown. Looks like it was intended for Zach Karanen.
So that'll make it 41-6. Let's take another 30-second break. We'll come back and get the final 2 minutes. Grass Lake leads 41-6. Late score here by the Jayhawks at K105.3.
Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce would like to wish the Grass Lake Warriors the best this season. Whether you're already a resident, a visitor, or just looking for a great place to live, work, and raise your family, the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to spend some time exploring the many possibilities within the Grass Lake area. Grass Lake offers a variety of local activities and events, such as their chili cook-off, music in the park, traffic jamming, and much more. Check out the full calendar for the various events at grasslakechamber.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
41-6, 2:01 on the game clock. Jayhawks will come out to kick off to the Warriors. A missed field goal attempt by Michigan Center keeps that score at Addison 22-16. Cardinals trying to hold on and really stick a wrench in the Cascades Conference.
Yeah,
that'll get you about four teams with just one loss on the year so far.
And they're all in conference as well, so that really kind of jumbles this whole conference up.
Concord right now leading Bronson 47-8. The Yellow Jackets well in control.
And
we get a flag on that onside kick attempt as the Jayhawk player touched it before it went 10 yards.
Yeah, I don't think that was intentional. Looks like it took a weird bounce and went off somebody's foot.
Ian Kinsler with his 21st home run of the year. Almost forgot the Tigers were still playing.
Yes, made the announcement that manager Brad Ausmus will not be back next year.
They said a little more kindly. They will not renew his contract.
Yes, I think that's a polite way of
playing off the string, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's no sense in prolonging the inevitable, you know.
Sure.
It's been an unfortunate year for them. And
let the coaching search commence.
Yes.
The rebuilding has begun.
Who do you go with here?
For manager?
If you're Al Avila.
Tigers manager? You know what? I guess I don't even know who's available. You have your eye on someone?
Somebody who can work with young kids and knows how to properly manage a bullpen.
Handoff on first down for Grass Lake. Stop for a loss. A fired up Jayhawk defense. Minute 42 to go on our game clock. Stay tuned for our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. I got my guy in mind, Jason. You got anybody? Don't give me the name, but just...
I have a couple, yeah.
You got a couple?
I think so, yeah.
We'll hash it out.
30-second battle.
Second down at 12. Lloyd will pass it out. Open man. Gets it past the defender, heading upfield. He's brought down, but not before he gets to the first down marker. That's number 24, DeCorey Berry, on the catch.
Looks like Zach Karenin will be the one to get credit for dragging him down there. Victory formation for the Warriors.
41 seconds on the game clock.
Just kidding. No, now they'll go victory formation.
I think they wanted to check with the official. It's first down. They take as many knees as you need to.
Yeah.
Downs the football. And the Grass Lake sideline raises their hands in victory. They need to run one more?
No. I think you've got 10 seconds. I think you're good.
Official holding his hand up. 4-3. The players storm the field. A homecoming win for the Grass Lake Warriors. 41-6 our final here from Grass Lake. All Warriors most of the way. A little something to work with there at the end. A nice pass by Caden Bushinski to get the Jayhawks on the board so they won't go home completely empty-handed. We'll take a two-minute break here on the postgame. We'll come back and give you our Jackson Area Subway player of the game. We'll check out any other out-of-town score updates we can get you, and we'll call it a night. Again, our final from Grass Lake, 41-6 on K105.3.
There's savings, and then there's big savings. The kind of savings you can always find at your neighborhood Kroger. With low prices and delicious choices, plus personalized coupons and click list to help you shop and save anytime from anywhere. So you get more for less at Kroger.
Treat your family to first of the season Michigan Honeycrisp apples. They're on sale for just $1.79 a pound with Plus Card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Now it's even easier to save at the pump with Kroger. Right now, you can earn one fuel point for every dollar you spend in-store. And when you fill a qualifying prescription, you'll earn 50 fuel points. Plus, you can earn double fuel points on hundreds of great gift cards. And now through October 18th, you can earn double fuel points on every private selection item you purchase. So shop at Kroger and start earning those fuel points today and save yourself up to a dollar per gallon. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Fresh food. Low prices at Kroger.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hoodies, bonfires, and the huge clearance sale at Plato's Closet are all signs that autumn has arrived. Starting this Saturday through September 29th, specially marked clearance items are 50% off. Plato's Closet already sells your favorite styles for way less than mall prices. And right now, you'll save even more on specially marked clearance items like short and long sleeve shirts, denim, boots, and more for 50% off. During the clearance sale at Plato's Closet, located at Northwest Avenue, across from McDonald's and Los Tres Amigos.
Perfect your water and maximize your peace of mind with the new Eco Water System from Tri-County Water. Eco Water Systems, a Moorman Water Berkshire Hathaway company, is going further to improve water and comfort at home with the introduction of its next generation of water treatment products. The new HydroLink Plus Wi-Fi technology makes it possible to monitor and manage your water systems and water usage via a smartphone, tablet, or computer from virtually anywhere. This technology has been enhanced with a new infrared salt sensor that alerts you when the salt is low and needs refilling. This unique sensor will also automatically set the level of salt after a refill for optimal convenience. This new technology is now available on water softeners, iron and odor filters, and reverse osmosis purification systems. To learn how to get these products installed in your home, visit TriCountyWater.com to schedule a free in-home water analysis today.
This is how we roll. You're tuned into high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, our final at Grass Lake, 41-6. The Warriors win homecoming night, and they move to 3-2 on the season and 2-2 in the Cascades Conference. Meanwhile, Vandercook Lake falls to 0-5 and 0-4 in the league. I will say I thought Caden Buschinski looked like a freshman quarterback, but he looks like he also has some stuff to build on and that the future looks bright for that young man. Additionally, I thought the Jayhawks did play hard. And again, we just size and experience working against them. And good, well coached, it would seem, and at least they've got they've got a future to look forward to that's going to be improved. I would say that.
Absolutely.
Grass Lake, a lot of weapons every time we come out here. They make it tough on us on choosing a player of the game. You and I had a little bit of a disagreement, but I think we came to an amicable solution. And
yeah, we went with my idea.
You only think it was your idea.
You just let me think it
was
my
idea. No, you're right. It was your idea, but it was because you kept closer stats than I did, and we both kind of agreed it would have been fine to go either way. So player of the game tonight for Jackson Area Subway is Cameron Darrow, sophomore. Made a ton of tackles on defense, as you said, Jason, and he was chipping in quite a bit on the offense, too.
Yeah, he finished the night unofficially with 8 tackles, had a 5-yard touchdown run and a 1-yard touchdown run. But that's not to discount the work that Scott Crutchfield did, who was another person that we have to kind of give an honorable mention to. He had an 11-yard touchdown catch, played really well on defense as well. He had a couple of tackles. Really, the Grass Lake defense was huge. They had an INT, a safety, a couple of fumble recoveries. So there's a lot of ways we could have gone with this, but our definitely the Subway player of the game is sophomore Cameron Darrow.
So I also want to make sure we get Cody Nickerson mentioned. He was the horse, the ball carrier often for Grass Lake, so he made some big plays too in the end. We can only give it to one guy, so we chose Cameron Darrow. As sophomore out here at Grass Lake, he's going to have an opportunity to win player of the game, I think, for a couple more years anyway. And he's going to be an important part of the future of the Grass Lake Warrior football team. A couple out-of-town scores. Let's get an update from there. It looks like Michigan Center is going to hold on. They scored a touchdown, lead 29-16. What else you got for me, Jason?
Oh, I've got scores from all around the in-town, out-of-town scoreboard. Concord leads Bronson 47-8. Jackson is up on Sexton 28-20. Coldwater defeats Northwest 35-7. Napoleon leads Hanover 26-6. Western is up on Hastings 26-14. And I don't have a Lumen Christie Marshall update. Last update we had was it was 20-3. Steve, do you have any updates on that?
I didn't get anything on that one updated. I'm going to go ahead and feel like I'm comfortable to say that Lumen Christie is going to hold on and win that one.
Yeah.
However, I did get an update that the Blissfield Columbia Central game is a final now. 25-14 Columbia Central falls at Blissfield.
All right. Yeah, good out-of-town scoreboard. A lot of these games are not finals yet, as a lot of them got started late due to the weather. Pushed the game back, kickoff time back about an hour or so just to make sure that it was optimal football weather as opposed to the high heat and humidity that we had earlier in the day.
Subway player of the game, Cameron Darrow. And our post-game here, Tri-County Water with our out-of-town scoreboard updates. I want to thank Collins Brothers Floor Covering for the halftime sponsorship. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center on the game tonight, as well as, of course, Art Main Chevrolet for hooking us up with a two-year, 20,000-mile lease and a 2018 Chevy Equinox. You'll have another chance to get signed up when you join us at Michigan Center High School next Friday. Our coverage coming to you. 6 o'clock, if you get there early, you can sign up at the tailgate. 7 o'clock, we'll get the kickoff. Manchester in town to take on Michigan Center.
For homecoming.
Yeah, and Michigan Center, who won tonight and has gotten themselves into contention again in the Cascades Conference. That's going to be fun to watch the rest of the season play out. So we'll be there again. That's about a 7 o'clock kickoff, assuming that we don't have another heat wave.
I hope not.
Messing with anything. And you can hear it on K105.3, online at K105.3.com. 41-6, our final tonight at Grass Lake. The Warriors over the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. And our player of the game, Cameron Darrow. We'll talk to you guys next Friday. Any last words, Jason?
I'm good. We'll see you next Friday. Home sweet home.
Enjoy your weekend.
Tonight's game, Vandercook Lake at Grass Lake, is a Jackson Radio Works production on K105.3, part of Football Frenzy. Brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Centers, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, The Beach Bar, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Denny's, Penn Chiropractic Center, County National Bank, Tri-County Water, Subway, Art Main Chevrolet, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, American One Credit Union, and the Grass Lake Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening to tonight's game. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.